Shin Lama Zion. Mr. Brewer has a Hagdama to the Simmons. Let's see the Hagdama. Akdim le Simmons ze Hagdama Kitzor Vahi. Becharesh Hu Echad Melamates Abbas Malachus. Should be Charesh, not Becharesh, or something like that. Or Hacharesh is one of the Lamates Malachus. Mekimish Kabonas Hacharesh le Rapuya Ara. The point of plowing is to loosen the dirt, the oz table is which will therefore facilitate planting. It's also to make the ground fairly even to allow it to be easier to plant. So therefore, if a person digs or he makes a ditch, or the opposite, if there was a rise and he flattens that out, or there was a depression and he raised it, so or a person will fill out any type of these variations in the height of the ground in a place which is potentially plantable. So that all of those go under the umbrella of the Malach of Charesh. Now, Bimhoya Zebabayas, if however this took place in a house, Chayav Mishum Boina, there the issue is that it's making the ground better in the house, so that's going to be a form of as it were, fixing your house, which is Boina. Resakan Abinyan Ayudezet. It's making the house better in some way. Okay, come out now. Going back, that's but if it's in the soda, that's called charesh. Okay, come out. Also, the yapas a karka utelus charesh v'chayv mechol shu. Anything which you do, which makes the ground better for planting, goes under the malacha of charesh. So we discussed, for example, let's say before adding fertilizer. Adding fertilizer to a field which already is planted is told of zriya. It's all part of the process of making something grow. If nothing has been planted yet, so it's not Zriya, but it is making the ground more fertile or more usable for the purpose of planting, so then it would go under the Malach of Charesh.
What?
Is it a Charesh that you have B'chol Shehu? How is Malach Machshavis B'chol Shehu?
Is it a chiddush that's chayav b'chol shehu? It's interesting. There's a whole set of malachas that we consider chol shehu, and I think there's a Rashi or Tosis which says the person would do this process even for one seed. Mm-hmm. One seed is worth it for a person to plant. Mm-hmm. You find lav dafka, let's say by grain, but by some of the other vegetation, a person would. Will do that, so that's why. So Zareya, Chervish, etc. All these things, you'll make a little depression and stick a seed in it, independent of all other things. Mm-hmm. Rashi or Tosis, I don't remember. It's like a Gemara on Kuf Beis. Okay. So anything which a person would do to make something, facilitate planting goes under the charesh. So, for example, a person would take ground which is not arable, let's say on the side of a mountain, and you'd make the tiers, and you fill it with dirt. So that's charesh, even though his mama's not digging anything out at all. Right. So all of those things would go under the malach of charesh. Okay, now the malacha is charesh, but the topic of the siman is darshani miskaven. So this is in some ways the primary siman where he deals with darshani miskaven. He deals with it a few other places also, back by the issues of havora and kibui by moving the nair in those places, etc. But here's one at least maybe the siman which gets the name darshani miskaven is here. There's a whole discussion, there seems to be a discussion in the Acharonim, whether the titles of the Simonim were written by the Mechaber himself or they were actually added by somebody else. And there's early Akhronim would discuss it both ways. They have rise both ways. So we pass the Darshanim is Sif Alef. Darshanim is Kavanas Mutter. Now, we discussed this once in Shin Tes Zayin. I want to point out the Chiddush of Darshanim is Kavan that Rabbi Yehuda said Darshanim is Kavan is Aser. And maybe by Shabbos, it's not Kumalach Lemach Shabbos, so maybe it's going to be Potter, but by Kol Tarkula, Darshanim is Kavan according to Rabbi Yehuda is Chayiv. And that's logical. It's a suffix, say iser. I'm doing something which might be a usser. Now I'm pulling this, I'm schlepping a chair, it might make a charitza, which is considered a malacha. So, well, it might not. So, okay, it's no problem. I might eat this thing, it might be chaser, it might not be chaser. It's a sake of the rice of the chumrah. Rehuda is the logical of the two shitas. We're used to the idea of Dabashan Mizkab and being mutter, which is Rishim and Shita, so we sort of assume it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda makes much more sense at first glance. Rabbi Shimon is the Chiddush. Shimon comes along and says that if I'm doing an action which is taking place in the past, and this is what we discussed in the Deep Secret Lashavar, I'm doing something which is in the past, means either it's Chazer or it's not Chazer. I don't know, so I say Sekel Reis of the Chumra. I'm doing an action which might generate something in the future. So I'm doing X, and X might generate Y. So Rav Shimon comes along and says, that's not the Isra Torah, because I'm not being Isaac at all in Y. Over here, I'm eating. The question is, what am I eating? So that's like a Rashi L'chumra. Over here, I'm not, Rav Shimon's Kiddush is, we don't say, well, listen, now we could have argued, which is that if I would know physics perfectly, I could predict and tell you exactly my action, whether it's going to make a charitz or not. Right? It's not a secret if it's going to, because it's not heavy enough that it's body going to, but depending on the sharpness of the feet of the chair, depending on the softness of the ground, depending on the velocity that I'm pulling it, depending on the amount of moisture in the ground, if I could take, I can make a formula which will take all the factors into consideration, and I can tell you with almost precision whether it's going to do something. So, but it comes along with Shimon and says, but that's not what you're doing. You're not being oisik in that. You're being oisik in something else. And that's going to come out of it. So since, even though theoretically it is mukhrach, but if to the standard person, those two things are perceived as two separate steps, I don't have to deal with it as anything other than that. So it comes along, psikresha, and says that that's not true. The pasha, the lamas of psikresha is, they don't look at it as two separate steps. And then you go back to the regular rule. I mean, that I'm being oisik and an iser. So it's aser.
Don't look at it as two separate steps.
I'm schlepping a chair, and a charitz is occurring out of my schlepping. We don't say, well, I'm making a charitz by moving the chair. We look at it as I'm involved in moving a chair, and a charitz is occurring. We could have easily said that same sentence, I'm moving a chair across the ground and making a charitz with it. So if I say it the first way, it's two separate steps. If I say it the second way, it's one step. Right? But the Chiddush of Reb Shimon is that since we do not know the connection between the two, whether this moving the chair is going to cause making a charitz, even though theoretically there is a formula which could tell me that, but since I don't know that, and therefore people perceive it as two separate steps, that's called two separate steps. And I'm being Isaac in the first step, the second step is just occurring, that's not us.
And what is the suffix secretion?
Suffix secretion is in a case where it's Lashon Avar. And that's why that was what Kavegar said. He felt that that's not mutter. Or alternatively, it's only mutter by Shabbos, because by Shabbos you have the added element of Melech Zmach Shabbos, which allows you to make these type of arguments. Whereas by the Traeger brings a right from a Ramoa in regards to the Isra Bishop Bosa Becholov, that stirring up the coals, the case of whether it was the people would travel, they would come to the inn, which was populated by Yidden and Goyim, and they would use the fires there to cook their own food. But you don't know what's in the ash in the ground. Maybe there was an overflow of Basar and Cholov in the ash. So I stir up the coals to get more heat to cook my pot, I might be cooking basar b'chala. So Rav Moshe says it's asr. So I don't know for sure if it's there, right? And I'm not intentionally trying to cook basar b'chala, right? But the Rav Moshe says it's asr. Well, why do you argue it's Dabar Sheni Miskaven? It's not a psikration. So Rav Moshe says, you see from the Rav Moshe that a suffix psikration is asr. Because you're right, I don't know, but if there is basar and cholov in this ash, which so then it's probably going to cook it. I don't know what the reality is. So that's what we call the sort of psikration.
That's a different kind of reality than by the charex.
Right, correct.
Because the charex, I don't know the equation, so to speak.
Right.
It makes sense if I don't know the Messias.
Right. But we had the case over there of closing the box, and you're not sure if there are bugs in the box,
right.
That's very parallel to the Ramal's case. Either there are bugs or there's not. If there are bugs, I'm doing Seder. If not, I'm not. I have no idea what the reality is. Right. So we saw in Shin Tezayin that over there, it seemed to say that that's Mutter, Gregor pointed out, but it's before in the Ramal and Yeridea that that's Osir. So one answer is there's a difference between Shabbos and other Yisurim. And by other Yisurim in Echonami, Sabbath Sikresha really is basically another way of saying expect the rest of the Chumrah. Once that's, I have a reality in front of me, I don't know what it is, but it might be also, it might be Mutter, so how can you do it? By Shabbos, with Arka Shabbos, there's the Nimalach no Shabbos, etc. Then we can say that I'm being Oisik in closing boxes, not doing Seder. Whereas over there, it's like, well, I'm going to say stirring coals, not bishul b'chol kolim. That doesn't make a difference. If there's a mitzvah in front of you, which exists, or alternatively, the mitzvah in the rabbanos and the raisas, that case is a deraisa bishul b'chol kolim. And by the case of the bugs, it's said to the rabbanon because it's ein b'mino nitzin. So there are different ways of answering the question.
What the question wasn't.
The Ramah seems to argue with the din we had with the Shin Tezayin about the closing the boxes. But maybe there's bugs, which we don't know if there's bugs in it. Ramah says such a case by Basar B'cholov is Osir. So either Basar B'cholov and Shabbos are different, or Basar B'cholov is a case of the Raisa, and the case of Shabbos is the Rabbanon. That's also different. Okay. Hilcha Garana Mita Kisa B'Savsal. Person can drag the various types of items, a bed, maybe probably more like a couch, a chair, or a sapsel, or a bench, bein gedolim, bein ketanim, whether they're large or small, but actually it's kam lasas chritz, unless if he does it intentionally to make a chritz, that's a problem. Okay? Umut to the rabbi tabayis, furthermore, you're allowed to throw out some droplets of water in the air of the house, or on the ground, really, to keep the dirt down by making it a little moist. It, when you step on it, if it's totally dry, it's going to cause dust to fly up in the air. If I moisten it a little bit, so this way the dust will stay on the ground. Well, sometimes by doing that, you moisten enough that when you step on it, you're going to end up being mashu gumas. That's not your kavana. His goal is not to find a way to flatten out the floor. His goal is to find a way to keep the dust out of the air. We have an action which is intrinsically permitted. And by doing this permitted action, it's possible it might create a prohibited action. On other hand, it might not happen. It might yes, might not. If the person did not intend that should happen, so then it's mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Tikresha, pirish bevadai teosa malocha acheres. The second action, which is prohibited, is definitely going to happen. Now, the lashon over here of the Mishnah Berurah is vadai, which means, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, that even if it's questionable, even a small fraction of a possibility, that's not called psigration. So I tell you, it's 98% sure that's not psigration. It's only even tzvada going to happen. We'll see Mishnah Berurah later on at the end of the siman, which, or Bir Lach, actually, at the end of the siman, which maybe says at least min rabbanon there be an issur psigration. As much as karav psigration has a minimum psigration, at least min rabbanon. Okay. Hilchach. Now that I've established this concept that Dorshei Miskaven is mutter, that's what allows me to schlep this chair. Hilgerer, I can drag the chair along the ground from point A to point B. Davagav the bigri yosei motzi she also charitzim bekarki. Even though it is definitely normal, it's common that it will make a charitz. Vika bezech mishum chashash choifer. To told the charish, and if so, he is potentially doing the malacha of choifer, which is a told of charish. Filochi la psikreshu, filo bekarka shenem mutzefes. Even though the ground is not covered with stone, it's dirt ground. It's not vaday. Dasha shapish l'takritz bekarka. Sometimes it doesn't make a charitz. Okay. Bank doesn't make a ton, whether they're large ones or small ones. By large ones, the mitzvah led the somak seifoy. So large ones, we understand we're allowing this because, I mean, if they're very heavy to the point that it's psikreshu, it's osur. But the large ones are very hard to carry, to actually lift and carry on your shoulder, on your back. So you say, you know what? It's easier to drag it across. It's not a psikreshu, it's mutter. But ketanim, which you can theoretically pick up, maybe you have to pick them up. You theoretically have another way to deal with this, which will guarantee you that the minoch haritz. You're not mechuyev to do that. Filochi mutter lo legrorim, legarim al haaretz. You're allowed to schlep it across because it's not a psikreshah. Kasam magen rum, the gedolim b'yosef, the very large ones, also legrorim al haaretz, that you cannot drag across the psikreshah. That's a psikreshah. The bavadai yaseh charitz. That will definitely make a charitz. And furthermore, a filo merutza bekarka shel shayish, even if the floor of the place that you're dragging on has stone, marble, it's a marble floor, which is not going to make any chritz at all, it's still osir, the gezrin and merutzav, also ena merutzav. Because we make a gzeira, if we're going to allow in a scenario where there is a floor, people will come to allow it in a scenario where there's no floor. Now, pashas from this mugget of rum, he's assuming that psikreshu is chayiv. So that makes sense to make a gzeira. We can't allow in a scenario where there's a covered ground, because you might end up doing it in a place where it's not covered, which is would be, and since it's very heavy, it's a psikreshu, and it's going to be chayiv. But if you tell me that even in a scenario of psikreshu is not chayiv, it's only osim rabbanon, so it'll be gzeira l'gzeira. Now, so what's the status of a psikreshu? So there's interesting rush. The Gemara verse says that Rav Shimon is one of psikreshu that he's chayiv. So psikreshu takes it from being mutter to being not only osir but chayiv. But the rush says it's not true by Shabbos because it's still not malachim by Shabbos. So the Darshan is Gavin is a local culture cool. It's not limited to Dafka the Shabbos. It applies to other Yisurim in the Torah also. Those other Yisurim, their secretion takes it from being mutter to being chayiv. But by Shabbos, the Rosh argues there's an added element of Mechad Mashabbos, which would make it only Asur Mirabonim. Well, the Mishmur does not seem to be going like that because it's Magen Ram. Because then, right, we're talking about Shabbos over here, and we're saying you're making a gezeira.
Aren't there both
the
Gemara of Shabbos?
What do you mean we're saying you're making a gezeira and we're talking about Shabbos?
I'm not going to repeat myself. I already explained it to you.
Yeah.
Right. So that phrase of the Mora is borrowing it from Rabbi Rabbah didn't say every time. The Mora says we're quoting that phrase that the Rabbi Rabbah said that the Medrash of Secretion, you know.
Okay,
let's look at the Shad Tzion in Sukkot and Beitz. That he says, even though we're saying that there's this gzeira, I can't drag this very large item across my stone floor because a gzeira, because of a dirt floor, we start with him calling ear merutzah bavonim or krushim. If everybody in the city has stone floors or wooden floors, yesh lahakum b'zeh. We're going to discuss the same question in regards to sweeping the floor. Sweeping a dirt floor is going to flatten out the gufas. You're going to move the dirt from the higher places to the lower places and fill it up. You're going to flatten the floor. So even if we're going to tell me by kibud, we're going to be machmer and aser kibud on a stone floor or a wooden floor, also a dirt floor, sweeping doesn't mean we're necessarily going to make a gzeira in schlepping couches. Why? The filim nachmer the kamon bekibud the halcha kil tve. The filim ben merutz of less bezeh grower the raisa mikama anfi. It's not the raisa over here. It's all this over here. Of we're saying we're not going to allow a person to schlep the couch on a stone floor, because you might schlep it on a dirt floor. And a dirt floor is Asur Mirabanan, not the Raisa. Why? It's Chorish, not a normal way. You don't usually use couches to make your Chorizim. Right? If it's in your house, it might be considered a Makalko. The Chorizhi Yasa, who bezer rak Chorvik Kalach Yad, okay, so we have multiple arguments to say this is that we're dealing with the Rabbanan. So you say, you know what? Even we're going to make a gzeira, a stone floor, also a dirt floor. But that's when you're dealing with even the dirt floor is only the rabbanan. But by the case of sweeping, where you want the floor, you want to fix the floor. So I'm not necessarily mean mechavan specifically to fill the holes, but I want to take my floor, which is messed up because there's dirt here and dirt there, and straighten it out. So that's not a psikreshul nichale. It's not kalachar yad, and it's not a makalko. So there, the case of a dirt floor is the raisa. So we're going to argue shortly that there's a gzeira from a stone floor up to a dirt floor, even if all the houses in the city are covered, but not over here. Where the Bessim Shinta Zayin Sif HaGimel HaGodah Dasar Mo Shom the Muchat Desir Le Da'ba Alma Dimu Trey Rabbanan Mutab Besikresh Lo Nichalei. The Ramah argues to the Rabbanans, and Psirish Lonichole is Mutter. So why are we here being Machmer? Ba'af the Hocham Achrim Bezeh Magdalem B'yoser, the Psirish Lonichole. So forget about the Gzeira. Why are we asking this to start with? The Psirish over here. Even though that much we're going to be machmir, a component of merutzif b'chol ha'ir. If the whole city, and not only that, we're going to be machmir on a stone floor up to that as well, but not when the whole city has covered floors. Yes, there is a das a toisus tachov tesim beis. Zin beze also ena merutziv. The Rashi Sirlei came. Kedmuchav b'daf tzaniheim. Alef the b'maskel b'zilcha. K'mashir Rama zezel the goyin kriveger. So it's a fair question to understand over here. So I mean, we do seem to be like really bending over backwards over here to make an issue. Like we just argued two drabanans and a segreshal nichale, which the Ramah said before the Bechlal and Aser, and we're asering it. We're asering a stone for otu that case, and we're debating what's the status of the whole city as being merutzif, right? Okay. So it's interesting that the Mr. Dirsha points out. I think we discussed this before. That the heter of two drabanans sigresha. There's no gemara which indicates that. It's like a swara which the achrayim suggests, and it's not mukhra, so that's true. Whatever. Is Osir, there's an issue of segregation. Tavar Shenim is Kavan as Mutter, and segregation makes it like Yom Mekavan, so I mean Mekavan, do it Rabbanan. Why is that Mutter? The whole argument of Lo Nichole is there's an Oruch which holds that even in a Deraisa, segregation Lo Nichole is Mutter. So we're going to say, you know what? Even though the Deraisa is we're Machmer, by Rabbanan will be more Makel, because it's only Rabbanan. It says, okay, but we don't make a Mora which suggests such an idea. That's a chiluk of the Raisa and the Rabbanan. So if you hold of the Oryx Pshat in the Gemara, in my Raisa, Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is Mutter. If you don't hold the Oryx Pshat in the Gemara, Lo Nichalei doesn't make a Mutter. It doesn't take off the status of Psik Reish. So, Maman Rashach, he says, I don't get it. Mishabura did rely on this Sora before. He quoted a Chai Odom in a case where the Tzedah is the Rabbanon. It's very cold, and the bird came into the house, and I shut the door. I'm trapping the bird, but I really don't need. I'm not interested in trapping the bird. I just want to shut my door because it's freezing cold. So Mishabura said, since that seid over there is on the Rabbanon because it's not really nitzah because you still need a shkiach, you don't catch it easily inside the house. So seid the Rabbanon is mutter malkum sar because the segregation lo nichalei, again, lo nichalei means you don't care. Segregation lo nichalei, and that's not darshan is coming to lo nichalei. So on the Rabbanon malkum sar, he was making on. Okay. And this is the cotton hay. Now, the rabbits. So I want to put water on the ground, you know, droplets of water on the ground to keep the dust down. The hazus mayim al karka habayis. He wants to spray water on the floor, kadesh lo yalo ha'ovik, to thereby keeping the dust settled on the ground and it shouldn't rise up into the air. Zafagav the brahabotza. But sometimes by spraying this water, so the moisture of the water will take the small, gather together some of the little dirt which is there and move it into a depression and fill it up. It's not his intent and it's not a segregation. Therefore, even if the ground is not. It's a dirt floor. It's not covered with anything else. It's not much a dirt floor. It's still mutter. Okay. So that's talking about the issue of moving something on the dirt floor. Now, what about sweeping? Also, the chabad abayis at base. You cannot sweep elm can of karka merutzim. So on a dirt floor, it's also to sweep. If the karka is merutzah, if the karka is covered with stone or with wood, so then it's mutter. The esh v'terim I feel enem merutzah. And then some argue that even enem merutzah is mutter. They hold it's not considered a vada that's going to be mashal gumois. There is Dorshan Miskaben and it's Mutter.
Doing what?
Sweeping. Ramah says, some go the other direction, that not only is it also on a dirt floor, but even on a floor which is covered by stone or by boards, by wood, where there's no chashash be'etzim, still Chazal answered it. As a gzeira, also a case of a karka shena merutzav. The Ramah says that's the minhag. Okay. Miu, ayre any hudi mutter, but asking a goy to do it is mutter, because by goy, we discussed as I did before, mir la'akum, there's no way to mir la'akum on a psik reisha. Okay. Chen ayre beged, a matlis, a kanaf, avoz, hakalim, using something which is light, as opposed to your broom with your, they make it out of lulav leaves, which is, they're hard and strong, but something which is light, cloth, a shmata, feather duster, a kalim, venom mashagumas is not definitely going to be mashagumas. It's not strong enough to necessarily move the dirt. Now, but also the chaber habegadim ayirei machbodes hasuim mikisamim shlo yishtabra kismayim. And if initially we're talking about brushing already, what about brushing my garment? So I want to brush off my garment with the small brush. So there's a problem over there that it's probably going to break the bristles of the broom are going to be they're going to break, and that's also. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, why are you only focusing on the problem with the brush? There's an issue of cleaning a garment on Shabbos, so our scenarios where cleaning a garment on Shabbos is not also, and we're saying that even so. But you have to be careful what you use to do that. Okay. Let's try to make a little bit of a dent in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chavad Abayis, so you can't sweep. So what's the problem? The maize is offered by the Kaimai. Gamasha Gumas Bikibura. So there's two problems, he says over here. One is you're moving dirt. So that's always a problem. Moving, they're muksa. And then the second issue is you're being mashar gumas, which seems to be the primary issue which we're focusing on over here. So the Sharatim points out that these two reasons that he's giving really is mechlokes rishonim, what the issue is. The first shot he says in Sifkat and Gimel is mentioned in Tosis and the Rosh, and and the second pshat is Rashi and Rabbi Lamor and Arivet, etc. Now, in Sifkat and Gimel, in the Sharatim in Sifkat and Gimel, the Sharatim points out, Tamzan Iskim Batois is Rosh, Baikam Poiskim and Mishach Machreb. So they mention the issue is you're moving the dirt. Well, Be'er with Yivrei, Me'ukonim Bishum Tiltal Offer Shedim and Mokhid. If the problem is Muksa, you're moving Muksa. Dirt is not Mukhan, so it's also to move it. Tomorrow, they discussed the case of whether of the broom made out of lulav leaves. Or alternatively, the problem is moving dirt means you're going to rip some dirt out of the floor and you're making gumas. And that's the problem. If you're not planning to use those holes, that's much energy lagufa. It's makalko. It's not a deraisa. So that's clear on the braisa. It's not a deraisa. And these would be the two explanations. But tam doyen tzarich laguma konisa daf and gimel mebeis. But gemora charef gimel tzarich elafra It's not called the Malach of Choy for the Raisa. The Mar Mashal the Kodam Shem Tilt Lover, the Goyin understands that the issue over here is Muksa, Chemash Mordechai, I'm Azurua, in Azurua, Hilfer Shabbos, the year that the Tabarro is no, he understands both problems are true. There's a problem moving Muksa. According to the first shot, the problem is moving the dirt. It's both because of the problem of Muksa, and secondly, because you're ripping some of the dirt out of the ground, you're making holes. Both of those points are true. So that's the first shot. The second shot is because you're being Masher Gomois, now the Shartzin and Sakadal points out that it's still only the Rabbanan. Now, why is it only the Rabbanan? So he says maybe the reason that why it's true it's only the Rabbanan because it's considered binyan kalachar yad. But he brings that the Baal HaMor says that this is that yesh b'kibud chiyav chatas. Okay, he learns the Gemara differently. The Gemara says the Rabbanan talking about a different point, but the Baal HaMor learns that if the problem is being mashe gumus, and this is the normal way to be mashe gumus with the brush, shatnai kelach yad, with the broom. That's how you're being mechavim to move dirt. You want the house to look nice, and this is part of how you make the house look nice. So it's mamash achiyav katas, according to the Baal HaMor. Okay, let's hold it here.